This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. In Washington, D.C., where you get your haircut can be controversial. So you may not be surprised to hear that even the popular panda bears at the National Zoo are getting it these days. Not the actual pandas, rather a public art project in their honor. Here's the latest from Day to Day's Eric Kneeler.
2 weeks ago, I arrived in Washington from California. Ever since, I keep seeing these bulbous plastic sculptures on the sidewalk. It's Homer Simpson meets the Chinese panda. Their big fat bellies have become canvases for local artists. Here on the steps of the Museum of Natural History, tourists crowd around two such life-size specimens. Tony Gittins described one of them.
This one is called Camouflage Panda. It's done by an artist named Carolyn Thorington. It's black and white, and it has on it pictures, wonderful drawn sketches, pictures of animals. There's a monkey climbing on top of its eye, and then there are giraffes, and there are zebras. There's a leopard. I see a skunk over there on the side.
Gittins is executive director of the D.C. Commission on Arts and Humanities. It was his idea to put 150 brightly painted pandas around the city. Some designs are inspired by pop culture. There's Pandy Warhol and Pandela Anderson. Others are more abstract, like the giant blob of peanut butter panda, or one called Crouching Tiger, Hidden Nixon.
One goal is to enliven the streets of Washington, D.C., really to bring some smiles to people as they go about their business.
Gittin says that despite some recent vandalism, the public really likes them. But Washington Post art critic Blake Gopnik disagrees. He called the sculptures goofy coloring book art that fails to inspire or challenge the people who walk by.
They don't give the artist any room to really say much of anything. You give an artist a big plastic panda and tell them to paint it. There's not a lot of room for them to move from there. What are they going to put on the surface of a panda that can really express something worth expressing?
Gopnik's recent critique of the pandas resulted in a flood of mail, both for and against the pandas. He also says that the $800,000 that the D.C. government spent on these pandas could be put to much better use.
It's an expensive smile to put on people's faces. This is a big chunk of change.
But Gittin says that Gopnik needs to lighten up a bit.
We think he missed the point. The point is it's a wonderful, delightful, amusing project for our city for a few months.
So it's not supposed to be serious public art?
Well, no, it's public art. We do all kinds, at the Arts Commission, we do all kinds of public art programs. So we take this very seriously.
Gittins and tourists love the pandas, but local residents are divided. On Connecticut Avenue, just south of DuPont Circle, Sammy Nagusi works in an upscale men's clothing store. Just outside is Cro-Magnon Panda. It's a bear wearing a loincloth and some worm-like grubs on its head.
It doesn't look like a panda for me.
Do you think it's good or bad for business, or do you think it matters?
I think it's bad.
Julia Montgomery and Alberta Hickerson work nearby. They take opposite views of the same sidewalk sculpture.
Is it art?
Well, I think it is art. I do. I totally think it's art. I think any form of self-expression is art. Now, my friend here doesn't particularly care for this one. Hey, Alberta.
What does it look like to you?
Worms. Looks like worms.
He's supposed to be a cave bear panda.
Oh, really?
Cro-Magnon.
I'm not moved by this one.
D.C. officials say they hope to pay for the pandas by auctioning them to the public after the exhibit closes in September. For Day Today, I'm Eric Kneeler in Washington.
And for photos of the pandas of the plaster subspecies, go to our website, npr.org.